keep going, girls. You're almost there. You're almost there. Go. Push.
May kaunting kaalaman si Kara Hassan tungkol sa lakas ng loob. 7 taon lamang ang nakakalipas ng una siyang payagan ng kanyang mga magulang na dumalo sa isang gym.
Basically, I was desperate to start training or go to a gym. I was engaged at the time. It was close to when I was going to get married, so you know, you have to have the perfect body. I begged my dad to allow me to go to the gym. He allowed me to go to the gym when I was 19. I went in and started tearing it up. I had people coming and lining up behind me and just copying what I'll do. If I walk to the bike, they'll follow me to the bike. And I was looking at them like, what are they doing? I should be following them. They're older than me.
If you're not doing box jumps, ladies, we're going for 25 step-ups. Pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. Doing well, push!
Dito nagsimula ang kanyang pagnanasang magsanay na personal. Sumunod dito ang fitness qualifications at isang trabaho sa gym na sinundan pagkalipas ng 3 taon ng kanyang sariling negosyo na lumampa sa negativismo ng kanyang pamilya.
Because they're so used to, culturally, girls don't work, they sit at home, they have their children, and if they do work, it's not ever earning your own business, it's just normal.
Good work, girls. You start in 1 minute, resting.
It's the first generation to come from overseas, so I don't know, everything's negative in their minds.
Subalit kahit na ang kanyang pamilya ang pinakamalaking taga-salungat, sila din ang naging pinakamalaking taga-suporta na nagbigay sa kanya ng pera upang makapagsimula ng negosyo.
So it was really, really, really tough. I had to borrow money off my parents. I borrowed money off other family members. At the time, we only had a little bit. I think I had like not even 50 grand. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And you need like 28,000 just for like just to open your own place, DA approval.
Ngayon ang kanyang mga kapatid na babae, mga kasamang tagasanay at ang kanyang ina ang isa sa mga kliyente niya. Ang bootcamp ay lumago mula sa pagdaraos ng isang klase sa lokal na parke patungo sa 6 na klase bawat araw sa kanyang sariling gym. Sa anumang buwan, may karaniwang 100 babae ang dumadalo sa isa sa mga klase ni Dolly.
She's very strong and she likes to push the girls and I love that motivation. I was a very big lady, lost a lot.
I've noticed that with the other gyms, I did go, eventually I got bored and I stopped. Coming here is like coming to a second family.
Sinabi ni Dolly na 90% ng kanyang mga kliyente ay mga babaeng Muslim, subalit hindi siya tumitingin ang kanyang gym ay para sa mga babaeng Muslim lamang.
We wear the scarf and like we're fit and healthy, so they look at us and they're like, you know what, I want to be like these girls. So of course, that's the target market we're going to attract.
Itinagdag ni Dolly na ngayon ang lahat ng tinubo ay ibinabalik sa puhunan ng gym na kung saan ang mga kagamitan ang isa sa pinakamalaking gastos.
In my first year, I think I spent 145,000 just to get this place started. Example, that assault bike over there is 1,500. My rowers are 2,200. Each box is $550.
Pinag-aaralan niya ngayon na magbukas sa 2nd lokasyon. Samantala, ang kanyang matamis na tagumpay ay nagpatunay na ang mga nagdududa sa kanya ay pawang mali.
I think they're all shocked and gobsmacked because wow, she really did do it and wow, her and husband are still married. Everything negative that they thought, I think they're just swallowing it now. Do you know what I mean? It's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.